where in the Bible will I find the working of the Trinity? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. In Genesis 1:26 and 27, we find, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Now, who is the us mentioned by God in the Scripture? The word Trinity is not used in the Scripture. Webster defines the word as a set of three, and gives as an example the union of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one Godhead. That is a sufficient definition. Scripture clearly teaches that the Godhead consists of three individuals, all masculine in gender. Genesis 1:27 again, "So God created man in His own image." In Matthew 1:21, "An angel told Joseph that Mary would bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Jesus told His disciples the Holy Spirit whom God would send to them. He, that is the Holy Spirit, would teach them all things, John 14:26. The three do not lose their individual identity, even though they are united as one, just as a man and a woman do not lose their identity when the two are united in marriage. Matthew 19:5 reminds us, "For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother, and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Jesus Christ, as He was on earth, said, "My Father is greater than I," John 14:28. All three are God, and were together in the beginning. God created, the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, Genesis 1:1-2. Then we read, "In the beginning was the Word," capital W, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." That's the living Word, Jesus Christ. Then we notice, "And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us." John 1:1-3, and then verse 14. Peter said to Ananias, "Why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God," Acts 5:3-4, showing that the Holy Spirit is God. Christ displayed God and the Spirit while in the flesh. Colossians 2:9, "For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." You and I are one in Christ Jesus if we be in Him. Christ petitioned His Father that His disciples would be one, even as we are one, you in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, John 17:21. Yes, there are three in heaven, still working, still ruling in the kingdom, even in the kingdom of men, Daniel 4:25.